We pick up in our next segment here in the second quarter. No score, but Scott City driving the ball down the field. And they were facing a second and one at the Concordia 20-yard line. They would have a pass go incomplete in the end zone, third and one. They'd get the first down, and then they'd get it inside the 5-yard line. And on second and goal, it was Scott City striking first.
Second and goal from just outside or inside the two. It'll be a Thomas Carey left side, lowers his shoulder. He is in. Touchdown, Scott City. 9:50 to go, first half on a 6-minute drive. It's 6-0 Scott City as the Beavers strike first.
Concordia would jump in the neutral zone on the extra point attempt. Scott City debated, and they decided to go for two. They would fall short of the goal line for the two-point conversion. So it was 6-0 Scott City in the second quarter. With 9:49 to go, it was a 15-play, 51-yard drive that took exactly 6 minutes off the clock. Concordia would march it back down the field, and they looked like a well-oiled machine on offense on that to drive, and they would go 10 plays, and they would tie it up on the legs of the senior quarterback.
This has been about a 3-minute drive here, first and goal from the 8. Handoff left side. Nope, Trost to keep it up the middle, and he's in. Touchdown, Concordia. Wyatt Trost with his 15th rushing touchdown from 8 yards out. And it is a 6-6 game with 5:52 to go, first half.
A senior quarterback who had been a 2-year starter there at quarterback but has been a varsity starter on defense all 4 years makes the touchdown run from 8 yards out. The extra point was kicked in by Easton Atwood, and Concordia had their first lead of the game and their only lead of the game there with 5:50 to go in the second quarter at 7-6. It was a 10-play, 65-yard drive for Concordia that took just under 5 minutes off the clock. And interestingly enough, that was the fourth time that Concordia and Scott City had played in Scott City, and this was the first time that the Panthers had ever scored at Darner Field. They were shut out in their previous three trips to Scott City. But the Beavers would get the ball back, and they would take over at their own 20 after a touchback. The Beavers would face a 3rd and 9, but they would have a big connection through the air that pushed him down the field.
3rd and 9 from the 21 out of the Scott City timeout as King drops back to pass. Now late blitz. Ooh. He'll throw it down the middle for Chase Thomas. He'll make the catch. 40, 45, right side, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Sidesteps inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. A 56-yard run or pitch and catch, and the Beavers are on the plus side of the 50.
The big connection there of 58 yards set up Scott City 1st and 10. At the 21 of Concordia, the Beavers had punched it down the field as well, and they would have it first and goal inside the 10 and at the 9, and then they get down to about the 1-yard line late in the second quarter. And on 4th and goal, a little second effort from the sophomore gave the Beavers the lead back.
They'll split Carson Froh left on 4th and goal from the 1. Scott City has 15 to snap it. King will hand it off left side. Jace Thomas, he gets it on second effort. Yeah. Touchdown. He bounced off the tackler right at the line of scrimmage and runs it in from a yard out left side. And the Beavers take a 12-7 lead as they're going to go for two.
Thomas would break through a tackle of the senior Hunter Schrader, who had been very steady tackler all night. And that was a big play. It gave Scott City the lead with 1:47 to go, first half. And they would lead it 12-7. They missed the two-point conversion again, but it was a 10-play, 80-yard drive that took a little 4 minutes off the clock. Concordia, however, would move the ball back down the field on their ensuing possession. The Panthers would be faced with a 4th and 3 in Scott City territory late in the second quarter, and it would be a penalty that would give them the first down.
So they'll actually give them to the 37, 4th and 3, 23 seconds. Concordia's first fourth down attempt of the night. They're 55% on the year. Shotgun set up, and oh, Scott City jumped on the hard count in the neutral zone, and that'll be a 1st and 10.
I gave Concordia a first down to the 32-yard line, and they would actually get another 10 yards on the next play. Set up at the 22-yard line on 1st and 10 late in the second quarter. The Panthers would go to the end zone, but Scott City would come up with a big defensive play.
Trost still take the snap, play fake, looking downfield. Now will be under duress as he rolls to his left. He has time of 7 seconds. He'll chuck it up for the end zone. Pass is going to be incomplete. Knocked away with 3.4 seconds to go, first half. Jace Thomas knocks it down, and we may see a field goal coming up here for the Panthers on 2nd and 10.
The incompletion at the goal line gave Concordia an opportunity to have one more play in the first half, and with a pretty good win at their back, they would trot out their field goal kicker, Easton Atwood. He had kicked a 40-yard field goal 2 weeks ago against Riley County at home. But this would be from 39 yards out from the right hash mark, nearly where he kicked it in against Riley County.
Easton Atwood, the holder will be Kev Colgren. This will be from the right hash mark. He kicked a 40-yarder from about the same spot 2 weeks ago, but that was on turf. This is, of course, you get a tee on this.
Got wind at his back.
But, yeah, that's a big help as well. Try to make this a two-point Scott City lead. Good snap placed down. The kick is a low wobbly kick. And is it wide left? Yes, it is. And that's no good. He missed it wide left. He's now 2 of 3 on the air. And Scott City will take a five-point lead into the locker room.
I would have been hitting consistently 40-yard field goals. And that was in warm-ups earlier in the evening there. But he missed that one wide left. Didn't get a very good kickoff to begin with. And Scott City dodged a bullet and did not give up any points right before halftime. So they led by 5 at 12-7. Heading into the locker room, it'd be their ball to begin the second half, and that's where we'll pick up with it next here in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.